He offered his pilots what everyone from hockey players to software tycoons to takeover lawyers has been offered on the way to success, which is an opportunity to transform their relationship to their work. After leaving Korean Air, Greenberg helped start up a freight airline called Cargo 360, and he took a number of Korean pilots with him. They were all flight engineers, who had been number three after the captain and first officer in the strict hierarchy of the original Korean Air. These were guys who had performed in the old environment at Korean Air for as much as 15 to 18 years. They had accepted that subservient role, Greenberg said. They had been at the bottom of the ladder. We retrained them and put them with Western crew, and they've been a great success. They all change their style. They take initiative. They pull their share of the load. They don't wait for someone to direct them. These are senior people in their 50s with a long history in one context who have been retrained and are now successful doing their job in a Western cockpit. We took them out of their culture and renormed them. That is an extraordinarily liberating example. When we understand what it means to be a good pilot, when we understand how much culture and history and the world outside of the individual matter to professional success, then we don't have to throw up our hands in despair at an airline where pilots crash planes into the side of mountains. We have a way to make successes out of the unsuccessful. But first, we have to be frank about a subject that we would all too often rather ignore.